Tiny art makes a talking machine. Sometimes it's really hard to figure out what adults mean.
That coffee machine has to go, Daddy shouts. It snores louder than the world's tallest tree.
Tiny art doesn't understand. He knows that a tree can be so tall that your neck hurts when you're looking all the way to the top. But your neck doesn't hurt when somebody snores. Not even when Daddy snores. And how can a coffee machine snore when it's not even human? Daddy, when the coffee machine can snore, can it also learn to speak? Tiny Art asks. Daddy laughs.
No, it doesn't really snore. It just sounds like it does.
And it can't learn to speak. Humans can speak because they have a mouth to say the words and a brain to keep the words in. Tiny Art thinks for a little while. Daddy, can I have the coffee machine if you're just going to throw it out? Then I will teach it some words.
Okay, just you take it, Daddy says. And now I don't have any more time for your nonsense.
I need to hurry up and tidy the house, because it's Saturday, and today our distinguished neighbor, Mr. Larry Kenny, usually comes around to complain, Daddy says.
It would be good if you could stop knocking his flowers over with your ball. It makes him so mad.
Tiny Art doesn't listen. The coffee machine doesn't have a mouth, but still it can snore. So it should be able to learn to speak, he thinks. But it needs a brain to remember all the words so it can become a talking machine. Maybe he could use porridge as the brain. He pours all the porridge into the coffee machine, and all of a sudden it starts making some new sounds.
You're about to become a talking machine, Tiny Art says, and takes it to his room.
You just need to repeat what I say, then you'll learn to speak. Can you say, Tiny Art?
Tiny fart,
the talking machine says.
It's working,
Tiny Art shouts out. Well, almost. Can you say, art?
Fart,
the talking machine says.
No, try again without that f sound. Can you hear the difference between art and fart?
Say art.
Fart,
the talking machine says.
Now you have to be a nice redhead, Tiny Art says. Now you have to be a nice deadhead, the talking machine repeats.
I think I'll have to teach you to say the words correctly before I show you to Dad, Tiny Art says. Suddenly there's a knock on the door. Knock, knock. Daddy comes in with the distinguished neighbor, Mr. Larry Kenny. The neighbor is looking very serious, and Daddy tries to look just as serious.
Mr. Larry Kenny says that you have been playing with your ball again, and you have destroyed almost four of his flowers this time. Say sorry to Mr. Larry Kenny.
Sorry, Mr. Cherry Yummy, the talking machine says before Tiny Art gets a chance to say anything.
What in the world are you saying, boy? Say my name correctly.
Mr. Larry Kenny is very angry. He thinks it's Tiny Tony who's talking.
Say I'm sorry, Mr. Larry Kenny.
The talking machine tries again.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fairly Dummy.
Now Mr. Larry Kenny gets really angry and red in the face.
What in the... I'll teach you to speak properly.
Thanks, Tiny Art says, but it's actually the talking machine. It can't...
Nonsense,
Mr. Larry Kenny says.
Say, sorry, Mr. Larry Kenny.
Sorry, Mr. Harry Tammy,
the talking machine says. Now Mr. Larry Kenny's face turns the same color of red as his flowers.
That's enough, Mr. Larry Kenny shouts. Cats are stuffed,
the talking machine shouts.
Don't get me started,
Mr. Larrikin shouts so loud that Tiny Art's hair is blown backwards into a very modern hairstyle.
Don't get me farted!
The talking machine shouts. Mr. Larrikin is sweating, and his eyes are rolling around in his head, and he says,
Now you say my name properly, or I promise I will explode. Say, I'm sorry, Mr. Larrikin.
I'm sorry, Mr. Very Funny,
the talking machine says. And then Mr. Larrikin explodes with a bang. Daddy is very surprised, and then a little concerned.
Oops. This doesn't look very good, Tiny Art, he says. There went our neighbor.
If you keep on like this, we won't have any more grumpy neighbors left.
I didn't do it on purpose, Dad. It was the talking machine, Tiny Art says quietly.
Yes, of course, sure it was. Now, why don't we go down to the ice cream stand and let's pretend this whole thing didn't happen?
I also want an ice cream fart. No, art, the talking machine says. Very good.
Tiny Art smiles happily and pats the talking machine. And Daddy understands nothing, as usual. Oh, and one more thing. You mustn't pour porridge in the coffee machine without asking Mom and Dad first. And don't make your neighbors explode without asking Mom and Dad first either.
Psst, and never mind your knocking down a flower in my garden that time, you know.